Hello and welcome back to the Green Earth. My name is Elijah Carranza and I'm here to tell you about everything environmental. So we're just going to jump right into it today. I want to talk about something that is very important, but not really well known. I've only seen it being talked about once or twice and it has barely been the highlight of any news cycles. It's the fact that the Amazon is slowly burning. Hello and welcome back to the Green Earth. My name is Elijah Carranza and I'm here to tell you about everything environmental. So we're just going to jump right into it today. I want to talk about something that is very important to me, but not really very well known. I've only seen it being talked about once or twice and it has barely been the highlight of any news cycles. And it has to do with the Amazon. As most of us know, the Amazon is responsible for removing lots of CO2 from the atmosphere, specifically 500 million tons of it. That is a huge number. To put it into perspective, 1 ton of CO2 at standard pressure can fill a small house. So the Amazon removes around 500 million houses worth of CO2 per year. Now, this is a very important job, and the Amazon is well known for taking out huge amounts of CO2 from the atmosphere. But what is much less well known is the fact that the Amazon is also responsible for emitting 1 billion tons of CO2 into the air every year. This means that it is a net emitter of CO2. It's a scary fact to know that the world's largest forest is also responsible for emitting 1 billion tons of CO2 per year. But it also doesn't make much sense. The Amazon isn't a hidden factory, there are no highways running through it. It makes no sense that the Amazon would contribute so massively to carbon emissions. Well, the truth is that the Amazon has been slowly burning away, and nothing is being done about it. According to an article in Manga Bay News, in 2022 alone, approximately 1.9 million hectares, or 4.9 million acres of the Amazon have been cleared. This was a 21% increase from 2021. Now, the reasons for deforestation vary. Much of it comes from greedy logging companies who have been given rights to clear certain parts of the forest. But another large portion of it comes from South American countries expanding their infrastructure into the forest and South American farmers clearing land in order to plant crops in the area. This increase in deforestation has led to an increase in dead crops and destabilized ecosystems, and this is the prime conditions for wildfires to break out. In addition, many people have started lighting controlled fires in the area, which, despite being controlled, often break out and become real fires, along with the fact that temperatures have slowly been rising as a result of climate change. It's easy to see why the Amazon is almost all of these conditions have been increasing over the years and are showing no signs of stopping anytime soon. According to the Rainforest Foundation, in the first 7 months of 2024, there's been a record number of wildfires in the Amazon, the likes of which hasn't been seen in 20 years. Not only has this resulted in millions of tons of CO2 being released, but it also threatens the many endangered and undiscovered animal and plant species found in the area. These fires have also had a huge impact on the people living in the Amazon. These people have suffered from increased smoke inhalation, displacement, infrastructure damage, and cultural damage. The damage caused by these fires takes a long time to recover, and that is time the world can't afford to lose. These people have suffered from increased smoke inhalation, displacement, infrastructure damage, and the loss of important cultural artifacts. The damage caused by these fires takes a long time to recover, and that is time the world can't afford to lose. This problem is only getting bigger, and we are running out of time to solve it. While there may not be a clear solution, one thing that needs to improve is regulation. Governments need to designate more of the Amazon as a protected area and should stop giving permission to companies and builders to deforest. In particular, America needs to limit the power of American agricultural and trading companies like Cargill and Bunge, which are playing a large role in the deforestation in the Amazon. Regulations need to be passed that limit how much land a company can clear, and the government needs to track how much land is cleared by these companies every year. Companies and governments need to take responsibility for the damage they have caused, and that can only happen if the public knows about this. Public awareness is the first critical step to repairing the rainforest. Now, I don't know about you, but this makes me really angry. It is so frustrating to know that we are losing so much life just because of a few greedy companies and careless governments. Add to that, that no one seems to care or even want to cover this. It is a very aggravating experience. However, I don't want to only talk about the bad stuff. I think there's still something we can do. I urge everyone listening to this podcast to get involved in protecting the earth. Participate in local protests, write to your representatives, and show the world that we care. That way we can start making real changes to stop this pressing issue.